Welcome to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about embracing risk. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Embracing risk. Welcome once again to Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about what is absolutely necessary for us to move forward and to achieve unusual results, and that is embracing risk. Now, I'm going to give you a few pointers on why it's important that we move toward risk, that we embrace it, that we don't shun it, and that we see it as the way to getting exceptional results. So why should I embrace risk? Number one, every time you embrace risk, it becomes an opportunity for growth. You see, risk taking can help you to explore new avenues that help you to expand yourself, your brand, your life, and increase your value. So that's why it's so important to go toward the risk. Secondly, risk taking can give you an advantage. You know, and I'm not just talking about recklessness, but I'm talking about calculated risks. For example, can give a business an edge that other individuals in business are not able to produce. Risk taking can help you to become innovative and proactive. So the second thing that risk taking does, especially for business, is that it gives you a competitive edge. Now, also, risk taking and going toward risk taking can lead to innovation. You know, there are so many people that are locked in a certain paradigm because they shun risk. Risk taking can help you to become more creative. It can help you to become more developmental in your mindset. It can help you move into another frame of operation. Now, also, risk taking can help you with your adaptability. You know, I've noticed that businesses and people who embrace risk are more adaptable to changing conditions in the marketplace, and they tend to adapt better when there are disruptions. You know, I look at all the people that did something really, really, really great and expensive during COVID, and it's only because they maximized the disruption by taking necessary risks. And many did very, very well in the process. Another reason you should embrace risk is because it helps you to strategically position yourself. You know, for example, as a person operating in a certain market, when you have something that's coming up that may be, you know, disruptive in nature, or new, or revolutionary, or innovative, it's important to get out front and to be a part of the change before everybody else knows about the changes that are coming, so that you can maximize the changes that are coming by being in position to be able to do so. Now, another thing that risk taking helps us with is our learning and our development. Wherever there are risks, they provide a valuable learning experience that can enhance your leadership skills and can help to strengthen your organization. Now, also, when it comes to investment, and when you're looking at people to invest in what it is that you are doing, a lot of times when people are looking for what to invest in, they invest in people and businesses that are willing to take calculated risks, and seeing that they typically are going to produce a higher reward as a result of taking those risks. So it's important to understand that being the same does not necessarily garner the next level of support or investment that you would want for your personal endeavors or for your business endeavor. Now also, when it comes to having help and having people work with you, volunteers or employees, or when it comes to garnering the support of others, a lot of times when you are more prone toward risk taking, you actually exhilarate those who want to create an environment where there's innovation and people take ownership. For example, employees, when they see that you're taking on new tasks and you're going toward bigger things, this is sort of exhilarating, especially to those who are easily bored or who need a challenge. And then also, we already know that typically there are financial returns attached to risk taking. You know, not every risk is going to be successful, but what I have discovered is that if you are a risk taker and you don't shun risk taking, you tend to win a whole lot more than you lose. Now, lastly, another reason why it's so important to embrace risk is because you are, in essence, ensuring your future successes. See, when you embrace risk, you're able to anticipate and adapt to future challenges. You're able to ensure long-term viability, and you're able to position yourself for future success. You know, it's just like the scripture says to Joshua that we open up with: be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid. Now, a lot of times people don't take the necessary risk to position themselves for advancement and success simply because of the spirit of fear. So you got to make sure that you kill the fear and position yourself for the greatness that is to come. Now listen, I know you know someone who needs this message today. Do me a favor, share it with them. Don't forget to support this podcast by becoming a supporter. Click the link below. Also, remember, you want Dr. Mark Jones to be a part of your next event, give us a call at 813-241-6919, extension 15. You can always find my messages on YouTube at Manifestation Worldwide. You can find me on Facebook as simply Mark Jones. Until we get together next time, may you live long and lead well.